music.
Your life.
Fourth one.
Twice winner Stevie McCrory on the show. It's been a bit of a mad, crazy week for you, hasn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's been non-stop since I won the show on Saturday. Like, it was full on since Sunday. So, but yeah, I'm enjoying it, and it's just really hard to take it on. It's really surreal, like, to go into this and win the show and have the support that I've had. It's just incredible.
Are you number one on iTunes just now, aren't you? How does that feel for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. It's, what I've recorded stuff and I've released things by myself on iTunes, and I've never even went near the top 100 or anything like that. So to actually to have a single and release it to such a massive audience and to go to number one on iTunes, it's like a dream come true.
You just sound so surprised just now.
Sometimes I could cry with pride because I'm so proud in terms of how happy I've made other people and how happy I've made my family and friends and just everyone that supported me. I'm really proud, but it's still also really hard to take it in, and from someone who didn't even apply for the show by himself to actually go through each stage thinking he's not going through each stage and then to actually win it. Like, I'm not even just saying that, it's just, it's so hard to take in, and it's not sunk in yet, and I'm being honest when I say that.
So how did you celebrate your win then? Talk us through Saturday into Sunday.
Well, after the show, I went up with my wife Amy to Ricky's dressing room, and we had a beer and had a glass of champagne. Mm-hmm. And then we went down to like the rap party, and that's where everybody else was, the other contestants and all the people that worked in the show. And I just went around speaking to everyone and they were all congratulating me. But then I knew I was up early, and I knew I had like a really, really busy week pushing this single. Mm-hmm. So I needed to kind of stay focused, and I just kind of went back to bed about 2 in the morning, and I was up, and it's been non-stop since. But I think I'll celebrate maybe at a later date, but at the moment I just want to stay focused and work hard and kind of prove to the people that I was the right person to win it and that I can become a sustainable artist off the show.
And I want to ask you, what is the actual prize that you've won then? Because obviously Boogie and Arlene have been following your progress on Fourth One over the last few weeks, but what's the actual prize that you have won as the winner of The Voice? Are you, obviously you're signed to a record label now, but do you get any cash or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, you get money. I'm not sure. I'm actually, because I didn't think I was going to win it, I've not even looked into it. But I've been so busy doing press and TV shows and radio stations like this. I've not even had a chance to look into it, and I'm going to be speaking with the record label very soon. But I'm signed to Decca Records, and we'll be talking about an album like really soon, because I don't want to hang about, and I'm sure they don't want to hang about and wait too long to get an album done. And also, I've been asked to play Tea in the Park, so that's obviously a dream for any Scottish person, and it's been a dream of mine to be invited to be asked to play at Tea in the Park.
Have you handed in your notice now? Is that you finished the Kirkcaldy Fire Station?
Well, not yet. I'm actually in talk with the guys, and we're trying to kind of sort something out. You know, the ideal thing for me was that they would give me a career break and that I could come back to the job, and because, I mean, I love the job, and I would like to go back to it if it didn't work out in the music industry. Not that I want failure to be an option in the industry, but I know how hard the music industry is, and I do have a kid and a family to support, so to have that kind of safety net would be great. But yeah, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. But this is like a dream opportunity that I just can't turn down.
And what are the boys saying in the fire station? Because I can imagine, obviously, being in a big team, that they've maybe been noising you up about certain aspects, but really proud in others.
Yeah, they're really proud, and I get some texts saying, well, you're too big a star to text your mates and stuff.
So you mentioned that Tea in the Park is definitely going to happen this year. Have you got any other plans for maybe a homecoming gig? We're going to see you, I don't know, at the Lynx Market in Kirkcaldy next week, making a surprise appearance, or back home in Alva, you know, at the Harvesting Brewery or something like that, set up a stage?
Yeah. I mean, I would love to do something for everyone. I mean, I think maybe a lot of them will still be recovering from Saturday night. But I think I'd love to do something like that, but at the moment I'm just really focused on pushing that single. So I'm coming back at the weekend, back to Scotland for a few days, and you know what, I really want to just spend some time with my little girl Bibi and my wife Amy, because it's been so hard being away from them, and I don't want to make it sound like kind of like I'm not up for a party, because I want a party. But as any family man would know, that to spend time with your family is like really important, and and it's been hard being away from them. So I think that's the first thing I want to do, is spend some time, and then eventually we'll get a wee kind of homecoming gig and a party for everyone to kind of celebrate.
Excellent, mate. It's been great catching up with you, and we're so proud of you, man. Here at Fourth One. Boogie and Arlene, send on the regards as well. They're on the Easter holidays this week, which is why they're not here.
Well, tell them thanks, and thanks so much, Mark, as well. It's been amazing, like, all the support that Fourth One's gave us as well.
Mate, great to catch up with you. Thanks again.
Thanks, mate.